You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome back to the show. So today marks our third episode of the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am just so happy that it's finally up and running, and the idea of the show has been in the back of my mind for over a year, so seeing it come to life is just absolutely incredible. If you guys are enjoying the show, please make sure to subscribe and write a comment on iTunes because that helps get the show to have better visibility for those who are drawn to learning about this kind of stuff. So, in today's episode, we are talking about signs and symbols. I asked my friend Mandy to come on because she's really insightful with messages and how we receive them and symbolism and how spirit communicates with us. Let's get to the show. Mandy, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thanks for having me. I started on this journey a few years ago. I'm a mother, a wife. I'm an identical twin. I identify as a mystic in this lifetime. It's just how I kind of see life. And I have a lot of experiences that have happened to me throughout my life of a mystical nature. I'm also an empath, a Pisces, highly sensitive, highly creative. Highly aware of signs and symbols all around me. I just didn't realize until this time in my life that maybe it meant something.
Right. I remember talking to you a couple months back, and you know, you were getting these signs even before you really woke up to them, so to speak.
Yeah. It started with dreams. That's a really, I think, a way spirit loves to communicate with people, especially when they're first starting to wake up. And even if you never wake up in your entire life, you're getting communications that way, just because it's the easiest way for them to reach you is through the subconscious, through your dreams.
Yeah. I was actually the last interview I did, dreams came up too, because that's really the gateway. It's like you said, it's the easiest way for spirit to come through.
Yes. And I don't know if people remember this. I've been prompted to think about my childhood memories recently, like think back, what were some weird things that have happened and some of sort of the mystical experiences I've had. And there's little things that stand out when I start to think about it. Like I would lay in bed and I would just kind of be staring at the ceiling, and all of a sudden I would feel like I'm floating, and then I would see geometric shapes like everywhere. And when I was a child, you don't have resistance to it, so you just kind of let it go and flow with it and see what happens. And I remember seeing those shapes, those patterns, and I never really stuck with me as to having any meaning, but now I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. I haven't had that since, but it does pop up, these shapes and the geometry in other ways. Like I crochet, I just picked that up really quickly, and it seemed very odd, but like it just came to me like it was a past life skill. And I see the patterns in my head. I don't need a pattern to do something. I just, like, if I want to make a certain shape, I just have this idea of how I'm going to do it. And I see it in my head. The shape in my head, the pattern in the numbers make sense of where I need to increase or decrease. So it's just a subtle way where I find that it's coming back to me. Wow. And right, everything's in cycles and patterns. So it's really just a matter of picking up on that subtleness.
I honestly did not know that about the crocheting. I mean, for those who are listening, Mandy is one of the most creative people I've ever met, and her crocheting skills are just absolutely amazing. I mean, she crochets some of this beautiful, beautiful costumes and hats, and
and everything. And I thought like you were taking classes or something, like that's how good you were, or like it was taught to you from someone in your family. But
my grandmother used to crochet, but she even recently she tried to do something and she couldn't do it. I said, I thought you did this when we were younger. She said, yeah, I followed the pattern. But for me, I was pregnant with my son and I was at home and I was really bored and I wanted to do it. And I just picked it up and started doing it and tried to figure it out and failed a ton, but just kept going. And then it was just like it started clicking. And then I started seeing the images. So it's neat. It's like, I don't think you can be taught that sort of thing again. I think it's just the way of seeing your unique perspective on the world, or the way that you see, we have these kind of, we each have gifts in a certain way. I think that's just one of mine.
Oh my gosh. Yes, definitely. Now these symbols that you, were you picking up symbols as a child, you said, like geometric shapes?
Yes. And it not only just that, like I was one of those kids who was very quiet and just, I felt like I was on the outside watching. And we had a very like traumatic childhood, some might say. I mean, for me, my brother and my sister were bothered a lot by it. But for me, I always just didn't feel emotionally attached as much as they were. I kind of felt like okay with it. And I could kind of see the cycle and the patterns and just behavior. And I think it's just one of those things where maybe it was a coping mechanism. It probably was. But even now I see, like, I think I've built that skill up just by doing it innately throughout all those years, even in school, like, you know, the cliques and the patterns of the labels of the certain groups. I mean, it's, for me, it's all like a number thing. It's all patterns.
Oh, wow. I mean, so, you know, how you said you really just didn't let it affect you, your traumatic childhood. Was it just kind of like a clear knowing for you, like at that age, at that early in your life, that like, you know, I'm going to be okay. And this is not, you know, you just did not let it affect you. Like you just knew to not let it affect you.
I think I always had a really strong internal guidance system. I think I was always really connected to that because I would say that my sister and my brother would be really upset about something. And I just always had this positive view, but like, yeah, but look at this and look at that. And so whatever voice I was listening to or hearing was louder than the rest. Hold on, my daughter. Audrey, please leave this room. What, sweetheart? Okay, your daddy's supposed to be watching you. Can you go see daddy? Yes, okay. Thanks.
It's okay. So as far as signs and symbols, I know with you, because we know each other on a personal level, that you see a lot of signs and symbols.
And you can almost go crazy. I mean, not crazy, but you can start to, like, I was writing them all down and recording everything and trying to analyze everything. And I think over time I've settled more into the just letting it happen and saying, oh, thanks for the sign. And but yeah, at first it's magical, it's exciting, it's, oh my God, the universe is speaking to me, or somebody's speaking to me, or maybe it's my higher self, my angels, I don't know, I don't think it matters. But yeah, there's this something else out there that's trying to communicate.
Yeah. What were the first kind of signs that you started like seeing or recognizing?
Well, it started with when I was in dream time. I had this crazy dream where I was sleeping in my bed and I saw this light coming through the window, and it came in and this light just kept getting brighter. But I saw people standing around my bed, just kind of like with their arms folded, relaxed, like looking at me, like smiling. And I didn't know what was going on. And all of a sudden this light gets brighter and brighter, comes in, and it reminds me of these little angels, like the old style vintage angels with just the head and the wings, little cherubs.
Oh yeah.
And she came and she floated right over my face. And she's like, hi, Mandy, or hi. And I said, hi. She called me Amanda. And I said, no, it's Mandy. And this is a joke in my life because everybody calls me Amanda and it's really Mandy. And so I laughed and she laughed, And then she pressed the center of my forehead and she giggled and she left. And for some reason, then I wasn't awake, so I had no idea, but it was since then that I started, I couldn't get that dream out of my head. I couldn't forget it. Then I would see those little angel things pop up, like somebody would send me a picture, or I would be doing something and I'd see a child's face that looked just like that little angel's and things like that. So I think it's always a very personal message to you. Sometimes, you know, we have certain numbers pop up and we'll talk about that. But I think for you, it's going to be your experience. It'll be very personal to you. And for me, that was the kickoff point. And then it was like the magic really started, or maybe that's when I started noticing it.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true about it. The signs being so personal, like you can just, and they can be anything. Like my sign was one of my signs, or one of my repetitions that happened to me a lot, is like I'll put on like a Spotify playlist. Mm-hmm. Or the radio on my iPod and put it through my car, and within seconds the first song that always comes up is an Ed Sheeran song, and I love Ed Sheeran. Like I love him, and it's just so funny that like random how can you justify that? Like the random radio station, you don't choose the songs, you just click like, oh, I want alternative, and it's always like Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl, or Perfect.
Yes.
You know, you don't think of it and you don't recognize it, but those little patterns that happen, you know, like when you're thinking about someone and then they call a day later, that's kind of the universe telling you, like, you know, yo, we're here for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and let's just preface it with this whole idea, because I know when I was first waking up, and actually it took years, a few years of me questioning all these signs, like, that's totally normal. You're going to do that. It's fine. Go with it anyway. Don't tell other people about it, especially if they're not woken up, because they're just going to say, that's completely random, obviously, that somebody called you. That could just have, probability says, right?
Right.
And that's where it goes back to, like, it's not for you to share. It's your personal message. It's for you personally. It's signs from your guides, your guidance. So it's not going to mean something to somebody else, and to not just, play it off and say it's nothing because of that fact, because the more you lean into it, the more you give into the fact that somebody might be communicating with you, oh boy, the more the floodgates open, and it will happen more and more. It gets to the point where you start to laugh and giggle about it and not take it so seriously. And just know that you are being guided and you're on your path. You know, you start to have your own meaning. We can talk about that. I first started finding feathers all around. And so I would collect them all, put them in my house. And then I was like, that's probably not sanitary. but you know, like, you can start to do this stuff. They say like little fairies, if you're into that sort of thing, but they say like kids pick up on this stuff. They'll pick up like shiny little stones, or if you find a stone in your shoe, that's like a sign that they're like trying to give you, and keep that rock, keep that stone, because it's like they're trying to give you some earth energy that's infused, or they want you to ground more. So there's lots of little things like that. Of course, the angel numbers, I feel like that's the biggest, like people first stumble upon seeing 1111 on the clock.
Or
333. For me, it was 222. I saw that a lot.
Yeah. 444. And it doesn't even have to be, numbers that are, 444. It could be 1212. It could be just a repetitive number.
And there's so 1234.
Yes. Yeah. And like, I see the numbers all the time. And license plates are big with me. Like, I'll have three cars drive past me that all have 11111. Mm-hmm. On the license plate. So,
yes.
When you really start to wake up to this, you get so many signs a day. You get so many messages a day that, like, you can't even, it would be a full-time job just to write down all of these messages and research them. Right?
Yeah. Like, I remember at some point seeing the clock and be like, okay, wait a second. And they say it's like your higher self or your guides, like telling you at that moment to like look over, and then you do. And even now, even to this day, I mean, it's been 5 years and I still, it's like every day I see the ending of the clock is 4-4 or 3-3. Or I just saw 3-3 and 4-4-4, then 5-5-5 yesterday. And when you're first waking up to this stuff, it's useful to find a website to look up the meaning. What does it mean? But I think over time, you can also, it's like spirit can't physically communicate with us. So this energetics is the way that they can do it, and these subtle ways. So really you can start using it as a tool to be like, okay, well, I'm going to set up like my language with my guide. So you can ask them for, you know, show me a butterfly or show me a deer and it means this, or, you know, when I see the number, for example, I see the number 911 on the clock. I know that means, what are you thinking about? What are you doing? Or what's prevalent in my life? And 9/11 usually means to me that somebody needs help. So A, like, don't flake out on an event. Go, because you're probably needed. Your energy's needed or something. Or I need to reach out to help for help for something. So again, that's not, if you look that up, that's not what that necessarily means.
Right.
But, you know, help your guides out by saying, okay, I'm going to do this and this means this. Create your own language with them, because it's kind of beautiful. Like birds say, my grandma, if I see a bluebird, that stands for you, you know. You can totally do that and play with it and really use your creativeness to kind of build your connection.
Oh my, yes. Yes, that is something that I wanted to bring up, because every, you know, while you're developing, if you're developing mediumship or psychic abilities, or even wanting to get in touch with your angels and try to have a connection with them, your symbols that you are going to receive, whether it be in this person, in, you know, within your head, within, through your clairs, through your intuition, or in the physical realm, mm-hmm. it's personal to you. It is, yeah. your connection to the divine, it's your connection to spirit. So, you know, with me, like when I'm channeling, when I'm doing some mediumship readings or something like that, I've worked out a system with my guides and with spirit that, like, if you're from, you know, Queens, Bronx, you know, all those little hamlets, not Manhattan, I say, show me Yankee Stadium. So when I see Yankee Stadium in my mind's eye, I know that this person has, you know, there's some connection to Queens or the Bronx or something along those lines. You know, yeah. work with your guides, and all you have to do is, like, I forgot what I did, but I think I just kind of sat there and I got into, like, I don't want to say a meditative state, but I went into a quiet room and I lit some incense and I just had my notebook in front of me, and I said, you know, if a teacher comes through or if someone's a teacher, I want to see a big red apple, you know, mm-hmm. and if someone is a gymnast, I want to physically see, you know, someone doing a back handspring. It's your connection, and you can really mold it into what you want it to be, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So. And I think the other part of that is your guides, your angels, you know, the universe, God, they want to help you, but we are in a free will universe. So they really cannot intervene unless it's to, like, save your life. You're not meant to die yet. You know, they're not allowed to intervene to do anything unless you ask, unless you, you know, specifically are looking for their guidance and ask for it. So that's another thing to, like, for years, I just waited for things to come to me. You can really be proactive. And I honestly say, ask for miracles, ask for yes. things. Because then that's another way they will give you signs that that's coming, that, and the best way is like, I would start asking for these most benevolent outcomes. And I think I started telling you, I'm like, you'll never believe what happened.
Yes, I do it now too.
It's crazy. Like, I feel like I tell people it's my everyday magic. So every time I get in the car, I used to be a nervous driver. And now I just say, I request the most benevolent outcome for a safe drive from here to there, from here to the grocery store and back again. And then I forget about it. And then I just know and picture like angels kind of on the car, you know, like on the sides of the car guiding, and your higher self kind of going ahead of you. People also use this for like parking spots. You've probably heard of the parking.
Oh, I do it all the time. I do it all the time.
Before you're driving into the grocery store, like, hey, angels, can you find me a spot over there, like near the door?
Oh, yeah.
I use it for deals, for sales. And sometimes you just wait for a day, like, I need a really good price on this dollhouse for my daughter. So, put it in my mind, and sure enough, it'll pop up. Or I've even used it for, I had like somebody steal my credit card, and it was $100. So it wasn't a huge deal, but it would be nice to get it back, right? And so I talked to the fraud people at Discover, put it out of my mind. But that same, when I got off the phone with them, I said, I request the most benevolent outcome for the money to be refunded me and for the outcome to be better than expected. 2 weeks later, totally forgot, my husband calls me and he's like, did they refunded you the money? And I said, they did. And she goes, he's like, how much was it for? I said, it was $100. He goes, they've credited your card almost $5,000 of fees and other things that were charged over this time. It didn't make any sense. Again, don't question it.
Yeah.
I was just like, what? And it was just this crazy. And the thing is that before that, I had been doing a lot of free Reiki and free services and just talking to friends and family, like not really charging, just kind of doing it because I have a problem with charging, and that's something I have to work on. But, you know, and part of me thought and was thinking, and just a head conversation with my guides of like, it would really be nice to get some money back for this. But so in a way, I felt very much like that was a way of being like, here you go. Here's some money just to cover all the things you've been doing for this last year without getting paid. And, you know, you can make of it what you want. But I think, again, if you don't ask, you don't get it back. But then when you do, wow, then there is no doubt in your mind, like, how is that possible? How is that? That doesn't make any sense. You know, but they can manipulate energy, and money is one of those things that they can also help with.
Yes. Yeah, no, definitely. It's also, you have to, with even with requesting the most benevolent outcome and stuff like that, you can request all you want, but you also have to make sure that you're in alignment with that of what you are requesting, if that makes any sense. So if you are requesting to get a bigger house, and to move away and stuff, you really need to be putting out the vibration that you already have this house. This house is yours.
You know, I definitely manifested this dream house.
You definitely did. You definitely did.
We were in a, you know, it's they say don't be resistant. So like, for example, for that $100, I don't want to be the whole time, they're never going to pay me back. Oh, I just don't know. I don't know. Because your words, your thoughts are energy, and they're magic. They are, you know, you're almost like cursing yourself when you find yourself doing that. So you can instantly, every time I think a negative thought, I catch myself first and then image, like, because your subconscious speaks, guides, they see images. Images and imagination is just, that's where the magic is. So just start imagining or visualizing what you want instead. I never would have imagined, though, that much money. So I, you know, again, leave it open if you can, because they'll come through in ways you can imagine. This house we're in is a dream house, and the way it all came through was just like a miracle after a miracle, you know, in a very grounded way. But it's just like, wow, everything just worked out perfectly. And all I did for that was really, this was before I really knew much about manifesting. I was just getting my feet wet, I think. And all I did is just picture having Christmas here, because that's my favorite holiday. I pictured being in this house or a new house. And I just pictured all my friends and family here, and Christmas music, the kids like running around. And I just was smiling in this meditation of visualizing this, like, and it would make me cry sometimes of being like, oh my God, that would be my dream. And that would be so lovely. And for part of it, it's like, you don't want to want it so much that you're creating a block, but I just put it out there as in this would be so wonderful. And sure enough, you know, things just started happening.
Right. And it's funny because you were kind of looking for a house, I feel like, and this yeah. whole thing, like you manifesting this particular house, which is absolutely, you know, a beautiful, beautiful home. It really came quick.
It did. It happened. And we weren't even looking. Like my husband was not looking. I was looking. I was like, and we had gone through down this path before and almost bought a house and then didn't. And I was heartbroken. And I was totally like, I'll never do that again. Because it was so hard. But again, just have a little bit of faith, put it out there. And I remember I was looking at some houses online and I saw like, in this house, the lady had like a little Buddha on the wall. And I thought, oh, that's funny. And another house there, she had a pillow, I believe in angels. Like, so I'm like, okay. So there's these little signs, little things picking up along the way, being like, keep going. Don't give up. Like, there's definitely going to be moments where you're, oh my God, this is not going to happen. But, you know, push that feeling aside and keep on the visual. Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. No, totally. So, you know, when someone's really opening up to their spiritual path, which I feel like so many of us are, so many people are waking up and just, they don't even know where to start. Especially with like the signs and symbols and the repetitive, you know, messages that you're receiving, like what is a word of advice that you would give this person?
I would say first, when you're first starting, get a journal and start recording stuff. Because this is a whole new opening in your life, a whole new world. And, you know, don't feel like you have to, this is probably not everybody's advice, but my advice was, don't share it with everybody because you can get a lot of people who are gonna, try and suppress that in you and say it's nothing and it's no big deal. And trust me, that just is not going to help you. Go with it, go with your intuition, sit into, that knowing of this could be something really magical. This could be something great. Why not you? It happens to me. It happens to Erica. It happens to everybody. It can happen to you if you're in that space. Record what you see. Start looking up your numbers. Like find out, there was this Joanne Scribe's angel number site. And I just said, okay, that's the site I'll always go to when I see numbers. So that my guides now have like a dictionary. It's almost like a translation, right? So if right. I see this, this is what this means. And then read them until you get comfortable with it, with what these things mean. Create your own language. Have a conversation in a notebook with your wants and needs. Because sometimes we're all used to writing. We can write. Almost like having your own diary with yourself, subconscious, with your guides. I think that's the best place to start. What are your wants and needs? What are your desires? Maybe not even that. What do you need to heal from? What are you hurting? What comes up? What are your triggers? Like I remember when I first woke up, it was a lot about healing. I'm still on a healing journey, but I was angry and I was bitter and I was frustrated. So again, start writing in your journal about how you're feeling. And it's funny because I feel like on a conscious level, we aren't always aware. So dream journals are great because that's sort of your dreams are telling you kind of how you're doing. It's like, where are you in your life, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? If you're having a repeating dream, especially, write it down, look it up, see what it means to you because it is a message.
Yes. Yes. Especially the repetitive dreams or like something, you'll get a dream and then a couple days later, you'll get like the same symbolism or the same symbol pop up in your everyday life.
Yes. Yeah. And just go with it. I mean, it's one of those things just for, if you're not comfortable at first, if you don't fully believe, and trust me, I didn't for 2 years, I questioned it, you know, your ego is a very strong, yes. It will combat every little thing you think is magic. It will push back. But you know, just instead say, thank you, God. You hear a song on the radio that meant something in that moment to you and that made you feel, say, thank you. I heard the sign or thank you for the numbers because that's just going to draw more of that energy to you.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Mandy, this has been so informative. You are so filled with so much knowledge. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Oh, we will definitely be doing something like this again. Yes. Thank you so much.